Hello, everybody. I am back. This is Remy Kelbel from the Outdoor Equestrian Podcast. Man, it has been a while, guys. Honestly, I have been in a depression rut, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of people are right now, and I know they are. But yeah, that's why I was gone so long, and I'm sorry that I was gone for so long. You know, sometimes just life really knocks you down, and you just gotta get back up, but I'm back, so thank you guys for being a part of this podcast with me, and I apologize once again, but today it will be fun because not only do I want to be a TV host, but I would love to write for Outside Magazine one day, and I have an interview today with Taylor. She has worked for Outside Magazine for 4 years previously, and she is here today to talk with me. So thank you so much, and here's the interview. You told me you had worked at Outside Magazine for 4 years, is that correct?
Yeah, so I no longer work at Outside, but I did work at Outside for 4 years, yes.
Okay, and how did you get that opportunity to work there?
Sure, yeah, so I applied to be a marketing coordinator about 5 years ago now, I want to say. It was January 2016 when I got hired. So I had always been an avid reader of the magazine. After college, I worked for a newspaper, and I was always looking for, you know, like a new line of work that kind of aligned more with my passions, and Outside was always at the top of the list of websites I checked whenever I did do a deep dive into, you know, job openings and all that fun stuff. And I happened to log on, and there was a brand new posting for a marketing coordinator position. So I jumped right on it. I applied right away. I actually was late to my job that I had at the time because I wanted to finish writing my, finish my resume and my cover letter and get that over. So I found that the position said it required journalism experience, which I had. I actually had a degree in journalism and a concentration in marketing. So I thought it was like a perfect blend of my two skills, and where I wanted to go a bit more into the marketing route after spending some time in journalism. I found that it was like the perfect opportunity for me. So yeah, I was able to apply. I actually ended up being the first applicant because I think they had just posted the job. So, you know, doing it all at once and being late to my job that I had at the time actually ended up paying off because it kind of caught their eye that I applied so quickly after it was posted. But yeah, after that, I guess one thing led to another and I was hired as the marketing coordinator.
That is so cool. So did you get the job offer on their website, or did you go on LinkedIn, or how did that happen?
So Outside, I know, is one of the, or, you know, it was back then, and I know they still post their job postings directly to their website. And since I had known that, and I was always kind of keeping tabs on when they did have new career opportunities, I always checked their website first, you know?
Yeah. That sounds so fun. So were you out of college at the time, or?
I was, yeah. I had worked in the newspaper industry for about 5 months post-college before I found this opportunity.
Okay. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
So I was a copywriter and editor at a local newspaper in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. Wow. So I'm a journalism major as well. I have a concentration in broadcast, though. But I'm looking for more like, you know, I know Outside TV. So I follow that a bit, and I like their magazine, definitely. So for someone who would like to be a part of that industry one day, what advice would you give?
No, that's a great question. So obviously, like you said, you have, you know, a multitude of different skills right now. It's probably writing, and it's video, and it's video editing. Mm-hmm. And I think really becoming as well-rounded of a person in all things journalism and all things that you're passionate about really set me up for success. So I would say, you know, not all the jobs you're going to take are going to be ideal. When I saw a newspaper copy editor, I wasn't stoked. You know, I was like, oh, this is a job. It will get me more experience in the industry. And it did. Mm-hmm. And I became even a better writer than I was when I left college. So I guess I would say just make sure to round out all of your experiences and, you know, get knowledge in all these different areas and take opportunities, even if they don't seem like the perfect fit, just because everything that you can do to, you know, further your skills is going to set you up for success.
Definitely. I created my own podcast, and I interview people in the outdoor and horse industry, because my other passion is horses. So, yeah, I just use my interviews and then write articles on it for the magazine at my school. And, yeah, I think it helps in my networking opportunities and getting to know people within, like, a broad area, you know, so.
Totally. And in your experience, you know, like, writing and editing and now doing audio editing, like, and obviously with your video editing, as you want to be a producer or on screen, all that stuff is just really going to help you become more of a well-rounded candidate for whatever avenue you choose. You know, like, you might think you want to go into, you know, TV and be a news anchor, and then you might do that for 6 months, and then you might be like, whoa, I don't want to do this at all. I want to be on the Travel Channel. I want to, you know, do something where I'm still on screen and utilizing those skills that I've learned, but just applying them in a different way. Like, for example, I went to college for journalism. That was my major. Mm-hmm. And I thought I did want to be in hard news. And it only took me a few months before I was like, you know, I'm way too soft of a person for hard news. It just does not work for me. I'm not happy. I'm sad every time I hear of a car accident or something that's making the front page. And I'm, you know, taking it to heart, all of that hard news. So I knew it wasn't right for me, but you know, it's just taking all of those things that you're learning and kind of just discovering as you go. I wouldn't put too much pressure on making sure, you know, you get that dream job right away, because it might take a few chances to realize what your actual dream job is. It might not even be until you're older. I mean, heck, I don't even know if what I'm doing right now is my dream job. It sure feels like it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know how your opinion's going to evolve and change over time.
Yeah, and you change as a person, too, so much. Exactly. So you're just never really aware of who you are until you know, if that makes sense.
It totally does. And, like, as you get into the industry, like, for me, getting into the outdoor industry, I was like, oh, wow, like, I could do marketing for a newspaper, I mean, for a magazine. Then I can do marketing. Right now I'm doing brand marketing for Helly Hansen, which is, like, you know, an outdoor gear company. And it just has opened a whole new, you know, possibilities for me, like, realizing what is even out there in terms of jobs in the industry you want to be in and, you know, what direction you want to go in general.
That's so fun. So you said you grew up in New Hampshire. So tell me about how your passion for the outdoors started.
Yeah, I started out skiing at a really young age, like any classic diehard New Englander. Uh-huh. I switched to snowboarding at about 13, went over to the dark side, as they call it, and was really just getting out as much as I could doing that. And then it wasn't until college that I really started exploring the mountains, and the White Mountains are absolutely beautiful and powerful and really fun back east in New Hampshire. So I started getting out and hiking more. I surfed at a young age too. Me and my best friend, when I was 16, we started in a nonprofit to help special needs kids surf. Aww. So I've always kind of dabbled in that. So kind of just, you know, I'm not crazy great at anything. I'm just kind of good at a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, diversity in my outdoor sports love just led me different paths and really is what helped me find outside at a young age as well.
Yeah, wow. And you said you were an avid reader of their publication. So,
oh, of course. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. What has been your favorite issue or story that they have published?
Gosh, it would be so hard to say. I mean, an issue alone, I can't think of one standalone because there's so many gems across digital, across print over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, outside is the source of, like, you know, the storm, which is the article that inspired The Perfect Storm, an article in Outside inspired Into Thin Air. So you have those, like, gems, just, like, really powerful, compelling, emotional stories that just show you, like, how raw and rugged the outdoors could be. And then you have these profiles on people that, you know, thought they were just average, like, kind of on the fringe and living life and doing what they wanted that ended up, you know, making it and being a pro mountain biker or a pro skier. And I thought it was so cool to actually find an outlet of people like me or who I aspire to be all in one place. Because before it was kind of like a little edgy, a little, you know, outcast to,
mm-hmm.
to things are all cool. So it was just so cool to find articles that really resonated with me and who I was as a person all in one place. So I can't say, you know, I have my favorites, obviously, like, let's think, gosh, I can't even put my name on one, but, I mean, I'm doing really bad right now, I'm trying to rack my brain, but, like, there's one about a surfing program for veterans that published right when I was applying for the job that kind of really sealed the deal for me, and it talks about, like, veterans and surfing and PTSD and what a big difference it can make. And
that's
it just resonated
so
with me because I said, I have my surfing nonprofit where we help people with special needs surf.
Yeah.
So that one really stands out to me. But like I said, there's so many literary gems in every issue, even if it's a gear review or an opinion piece or, you know, diving deep on it, all these like health and fitness fads and kind of breaking them down. Apart and giving the honest, like, raw truth about a lot of these things that you can't find elsewhere. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's so fun. I worked for a equine therapy organization in Aspen, Colorado. And
so
they work
cool.
Yeah, they work with kids who have trouble with alcohol and drug addictions. And then they worked with kids or people who had a hard time with PTSD, children that didn't have movement in their limbs. I don't know what that disorder is called exactly, but they just didn't have the ability to move their legs. So the horse would strengthen their core, get their muscles stronger, and as well as help their mental health. So.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. We have a lot of surfers, actually, that participate in Surfing with Smiles that also do horseback riding and other equestrian activities. So that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, that's so fun. So tell me this, Taylor. I love the outdoors, and I love to write about the people I interview. Like, for example, I interviewed this guy from Seattle, Washington, and he grew up in the Midwest, so it was very, very flat. But he would always look at outdoor photography and National Geographic, and he would open up their site and look at mountains that he really liked for some reason. And when he grew up, he got his outdoor education, moved to Seattle, Washington, and started to learn the technical side of mountaineering. So I just thought that was a really cool story, so I wrote that for my college magazine.
That is a really cool story.
Yeah, so I absolutely love the outdoors, but I also love horses. So do you think Outdoor Magazine would be open to an equine outdoor writer?
Yeah, Outside is always looking for different things, even if it's just like a you know, like I said, there's such a wide range of what's considered, you know, a outside article these days. So it's, I would say, you know, that sounds totally up their alley. There's so many ways you can go about pitching different articles to different publications and kind of seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, additionally, Outside does have fellowships. It's 6-month-long programs where you essentially intern in person. I mean, right now with COVID, it's a strange setup, but
Usually
you would intern for 6 months at the headquarters, kind of be a part of it. So if you were serious about wanting to get involved with the publication, that's a really good way to get your feet wet and get in the door and see, you know, what actually goes on behind the scenes of a magazine and how, you know, how it all works together. So I would say if you're serious about it, that's always an option to look into, like, different internships with Outside, like I said, a fellowship. But then you can always pitch different articles, different team members. And, you know, like I said, with the outdoor industry becoming so broad these days, like, equestrian activity is totally up the alley of what people are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you. So as for my final question, this summer I'm going to intern for a local news station. And it'll just be me learning how to put, like, a reel together. And I already know that because of my involvement with my TV station at school. And I'll just shadow the reporters for a day, work with the cameraman, work behind the scenes in audio. So how do you think the internship would give me knowledge that I could perhaps use in the future for Outside Magazine?
Yeah, sure. So, like I said, it's really all about just being a well-rounded journalist, and I think that's going to set you up for success for sure. There's also so many different avenues, like, you know, we do video production, or Outside does. I'm so used to saying we. I haven't worked there in about a year. But they do video production, so that could always be, you know, if you do decide you really like being involved with the editing and the behind the scenes or in front of the camera, there's avenues in the industry and in the, you know, publication or digital realm of Outside to still have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I would just push you towards, you know, if you really like that, maybe you do look toward video, and maybe even if it's not a hard news video, you find that you really like doing, you know, on-screen gear reviews or, you know, how-to videos or this and that.
Yeah.
So there's so many opportunities and avenues, not only with Outside, but really a lot of different publications and outlets, if you decide that you love the video side of things.
Definitely. And, you know, working there for 4 years, what do you think sets Outside Magazine apart, if anything, from other industries?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, number one, people that work there are absolutely amazing. They work their butts off every day to uncover some truly incredible stories. You know, as much as they stay up with the pop culture, they're really diving in and finding stories that aren't told, highlighting people that deserve recognition that don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And really just working to tell the truth about, you know, what's going on in the industry, having unbiased opinions, but also sometimes having strong opinions that people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool that they have those voices. And a reason they can have voices like that and not have to worry about pushback is because it's still independently owned. Outside has been independently owned since 1977, so 44 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to see a magazine, which is an independently owned magazine, is like out of, you know, out of the question in 2021. So it's really cool to see what they've been able to do and push the envelope and how much freedom they've been able to have with the things they publish and the things they write. And it's really just because they're backed by an awesome crew of people.
That is really cool. I was reading Into the Wild the other day, and I just love that book so much. And I remember John Krakauer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he wrote the article for the Christopher McCandless story, and I just love researching on that and just learning about it, because I think that is so, just such an interesting story, you know?
It totally is, yeah, and that was another one that was first published in outside, too.
All right, Taylor, well, thank you so much.
No problem, it was great talking to you.
Yeah, you're very nice, so thank you.
You are as well. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right.
And good luck with everything. You're going to crush it.
Oh, thank you so much. And if you don't mind, could I keep in contact with you?
Of course, yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, Taylor.
Okay, talk to you later.
Have
Bye.
A good day. Guys, that was my interview with Taylor, who previously worked for Outside Magazine. I love that. That was great. Thank you so much for being a part of the Outdoor Equestrian Podcast, and I can't wait for the next interview. I promise it won't be as long as the break that I took because of my depression. You know, we always need that sometimes. So, thank you guys for understanding, and thank you for being a part of the podcast.